Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right. Welcome to G-Money, to Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show that's broadcasting on 7 continents. We're broadcasting worldwide. So I want to tell everybody to tell your friends, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, tell them all to turn on their internet radio station to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. And listen to my radio show. I will be broadcasting on this channel till 4 o'clock today. So every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can find me on this radio channel. This is Gregory Stories, and I'm welcoming you to the show. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I am the host of this radio show. And I have a lot of good information for you, a lot of music, a lot of sports news, and everything, commercials, comedy spots, everything on the show for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your feet up, and lock your chairs, because it's time to listen to G Money tell his story. All right, first thing I want to do is talk about the weather. What's the weather like in your neighborhood? I'm in Las Vegas, and it's hot. Yes, it's very hot. It's about 105 degrees today, and it's getting hotter every day. So this is the best time of year to come to Vegas to hang out. So you can see the beautiful women walking up and down on the strip, and all the girls can see all the guys that are walking up and down on the strip. You can go into the casinos and lose your money. Hopefully you'll have good luck and you'll win some money while you're playing on the slot machine and you're gambling on the gambling tables. Well, good luck to you. And while you're gambling, you get the opportunity to drink. Yes, you get watered down alcoholic drinks just for gambling in the casino. So that's one of the benefits of being in Las Vegas. You get to drink while you're gambling, and that's a good thing. And then when you're finished gambling, you can go into the buffet, and you can eat like a hog. That's right. There's so much food in there. You can eat nonstop until you get dizzy, till you get tired, or at least till you get full. That's what you can do inside the casino on the strip. Yep, they have the best chefs in the world coming and cooking food in Las Vegas. So this is the best place to come and set up your vacation time to celebrate with your family. Even though Las Vegas is an adult playground, they do have some places for kids to go and have some fun. Like they have the water park where they have 25 slides and you can go and swing and slide into the pool and stay soaking wet because it's 100 degrees out here. So being wet is a good thing. you can stay cool and calm in the cold water. So it's a good place to be, especially if you're a kid. You can come out here and go swimming all day long. All right, that's enough about the weather in Las Vegas. Let's talk sports. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the NBA Finals is having Game 6 tonight between the Toronto Raptors out of Canada and the Golden State Warriors out of Northern California. And they're the two-time defending champions, so they're playing for a three-peat. That's right. They'll be a three-peat if they win this championship series. They will be the second team in California to win three straight championships in a row. The first one was the world famous Los Angeles Lakers. Yes, thank you very much. I am a Los Angeles Laker fan, and I am a Los Angeles homegrown citizen. So I'm down with California all the way from the top to the bottom. I went to college in Northern California, and my roommates were from the Bay Area. So I got San Francisco at my heart. Yes, they are. They are members of my home team. Yes, they will be the winners of the third championship in a row after they win tonight. And then they'll play again on Saturday or Sunday for the final Game 7. So let's hope it goes Game 7, people, because today is Game 6. And if the Golden State Warriors don't win, they go home. And it's over. And we have some new world champions in basketball. They will be the Toronto Raptors out of Canada. That's a Canadian team playing in the U.S. of A. So we don't want to give Canada the United States Basketball Championship trophy if we don't have to. So we want to keep it in California where it's been for the last 2 years, and it should go again this third year. So we'll wait and see. Right now the series is Toronto Raptors 3 wins. And 2 losses. And the Golden State Warriors have 2 wins and 3 losses. So this is Game 6 tonight. And hopefully the Golden State Warriors will win and tie up the series 3 games to 3 games. And then it'll be up to whoever plays the best basketball game this weekend to be the world champion. And I'm hoping, everybody, it's the Golden State Warriors. We deserve to win a third championship in a row. That's right. I'm not saying that because I'm prejudiced. I'm saying it because I'm a Canadian. I'm a California boy, and I want to see California win again. So we're going to wait and see what happens in Game 6 tonight. I'm hoping the Golden State Warriors, the California team, wins and ties up the series 3-3. And then we'll see who plays the best basketball game for Game 7 to decide the NBA World Championship. That's right. So we'll watch the games tonight, everybody. And hopefully California will win tonight and we'll play Game 7 this weekend. If not, the Golden State Warriors have to win or go home. That's right. That's what's happening. They either have to win tonight or they go home. And we did that with the Golden Knights in Las Vegas with the hockey championship. They had to win or go home, and they went home. So we want the Golden State Warriors to win so they can keep on playing in the championship series and hopefully they'll win game six and game seven and be a three-peat world champion. That's right. That's what I think we should have. And we don't want to get Canada our NBA world championship trophy to take out of the country. Oh, no. That's unheard of. So anyway, we'll wait and see what happens tonight in game six and see if the Golden State Warriors tie up the series tonight. Okay, DJ Papa D, back on you. So what you going to do? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my face. You don't like my
and I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking." I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? That's right, we're broadcasting on an internet radio station. We're broadcasting worldwide on 7 continents. Yep, I'm sitting in for G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I just have a joke to tell you. I want to tell you a joke. So listen up and listen up good, everybody. There was a man, he was riding on the freeway, and his telephone rang. And he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home. And he said, okay, baby. And he looked up, and he said, there's not one car, but there are 500 cars coming this way. Oh, no. Yeah, if you didn't get it, he was the one driving the wrong way. Okay. Yeah, that's my joke for the day. Back to G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, the host of this radio show. Thank you, G Money, the pimp comic. I appreciate your interest in our radio show. Very good, G. That was a good joke. Yeah, sure, everybody loved that joke, and it was very funny if you got the punchline. If you didn't get the punchline, oh, well, we're not going to dumb it down for the dumb people that didn't get the joke. Oh, well. Anyway, on Friday, we're doing our radio show dedicated to solving the homeless situation in all cities, in all states, in all countries around the world. So we're accepting phone calls from anybody that's working with the homeless agency. We're expecting them to call my show on Friday from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Friday. We're waiting on your phone calls so that we can talk about the things that you're doing to help the homeless people in your neighborhood. So call in. You have my phone number, 323-870-4366. So call me on Friday between 3 and 4 o'clock so we can talk about what you're doing live on the air. Okay, thank you very much. And we wait on your call on Friday. You got 2 days. Well, one day, because Friday's tomorrow. I almost forgot about that. It's a day late and a dollar short. But tomorrow is the day that we'll expect you to call into the station to voice your opinion about the homeless situation. All right. The next thing I want to announce, I'm running for president. That's right. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I'm running as an independent candidate. I'm not running as a Republican, and I'm not running as a Democrat. I'm running as an independent candidate. So tell all your friends to vote for G Money, because you know he can put it together. He can make it happen. He can put it right. Make the country work all day and all night for everybody's benefit. That's what I do. So listen to my radio show, and you can see the things that I do that are so amazing, and you get a good idea of what I've done in my lifetime. Especially when you're listening to my stories, you can understand what I'm talking about. Okay. Well, anyway, let's see. Back to the show. DJ Papa D, tell me how much time we have before the half hour goes by so that I know I can tell my story. I want to start my story about somewhere close to, 315, 320, 325, something around there. So play some music and drop another comedy spot and let me know what time it is right now. All right, back to the radio show. would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. Okay, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to tell you a story. I got a good one for you today. You know, I was born and raised in South Central L.A. on 65th and Western, 65th Place and Western. And they had two elementary schools within my school area, school district. It was 59th Street School, where I went to kindergarten, and then they had 74th Street School, which was south of where I lived. So we had those two elementary schools in my neighborhood, and either the kids that their parents didn't have a lot of money, they sent the kids to the free public school. And so they went to either 59th Street School or they went to 74th Street School. Well, I was born and raised on 65th between Western and Van Ness. And on 70th and Van Ness, there was a Catholic elementary school. And the people in my neighborhood that had a little money sent their kids to St. Anselm's Elementary School. And it went from first grade to eighth grade. And they had one junior high school in all of the area, and it was a public junior high school that went seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. It was Horace Mann Junior High School. Now, I'm not going to tell you the history of Horace Mann, but it was a tough school. If you went to Horace Mann, you had to be a tough kid to get along with the people at Horace Mann. So we had the elementary school on the north end of where I live on 59th Street, and then you come up eight blocks and you go to my house, which was on 65th Street, 65th Place, because they had a 65th Street also in my neighborhood. And then you go up to 74th Street, where the other elementary school, the public elementary school, was, and that was like 11 blocks from my house. So those were the two elementary schools, and Horace Mann Junior High School was on 69th Street, which was just four blocks away from my house. But I went to St. Anselm's Elementary School, and St. Anselm's was on Van Ness. It was on 70th and Van Ness, and it went all the way to Florence, which was the main street on the top of my neighborhood. So my neighborhood was Western on the east side to Van Ness on the west side, and from Gage Avenue on the north side to Florence on the south side. So I was living in the middle of those areas. And we had the two elementary schools that were public, 59th Street School and 74th Street School. And then we had the one big junior high school, which was Horace Mann Junior High School, And then we had the one Catholic elementary school that went from first grade to eighth grade. Well, my parents had a little money, so I got to go to St. Anselm. I went to 59th Street School for kindergarten, and then when I went to the first grade, I got transferred to St. Anselm Elementary School. So that's where I spent the next 8 years, at St. Anselm. And it was a good school. I mean, we got good education, and we even got a religious education. And they had sports and everything. So I played all the sports, football, baseball, and basketball. And I was a Cub Scout and a Weeblo Scout and a Boy Scout. And I was in Christian education, where I was an altar boy at the church. So now let me tell you about being an altar boy in the church. I had to serve Mass, which is a church service. That's what we call it, Mass. And the priest lived. Okay. It's time for a commercial break. And I'll be back to tell you more of my story when we come back. All right, DJ Papa D. It's time.
Thank you.
Pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to Storytime with GMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on Storytime with GMoney.com. That's where they're located. Let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right, you're listening to Gregory Stories, an internet radio show dedicated to your entertainment. So I was telling a story about the schools in my neighborhood in South Central L.A. We had two public schools, and we had a junior high school that everybody could go to for free. But we had a Catholic elementary school that went from first grade to eighth grade that you had to pay to go to. And my parents paid for me to go to this elementary school. And one of the things that I did while I was in that school, along with playing sports and being a Boy Scout and a Cub Scout, I was an altar boy, which means I served Mass on Sunday and different days of the week with the priest. Now, the priests live in a house behind the church. It's called the rectory. And it has a yard, and it has a carport to park two vehicles. But across the street from the school is a convent, which all the nuns that were the school teachers at the school lived. And it was the only two-story building on that whole block. And they had a garage where they parked their car that they drove for whatever occasions they needed to go take care of. So they were right across the street. So one day, Christmas, I got a new bicycle, a purple Swin. And it was really nice. It was purple, and it had white grips on the handlebars with silver glitter on the grips. And my seat was a white banana seat. It was a long seat that I could sit on, and I could have somebody else sit on the seat behind me, and I can give them a ride. Well, my seat was white, and it had silver glitter all over my seat. Oh, my bike was beautiful. The tires were really nice, and the rims were shiny and chromed. They were really nice. And my best friend lived down the street from me. His name was Warren. He got a new bicycle, too. He got a purple Swin, just like mine, except his bike had five speeds. He had a stick shift on his bike, so he could adjust the speed from 1 speed up to 5 speed. But everything else on his bike looked exactly like mine. And so one day we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church, because he went to the same church I did. So we were going to ride our bikes to church. And we got on our bikes, and we rode up the hill, down the block, up the hill, all the way to my church. And we pulled in the yard, and we pulled up at the bicycle rack. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. So he said, well, don't worry about it. Take your lock and lock both of our bikes together. Now, that would have been smart, except I was only in the 5th grade, so I wasn't really smart then. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock, and I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory where the priests live. Nobody goes in that backyard. So I'll put my bike in their backyard, and it'll be fine. You know, I'll go in and I'll serve the mass, and when we come out, you know, we'll ride home. And he said, okay, if you want to do it like that. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. I parked my bike back there before, and nobody's messed with it. So we can do it like that. So we went in, and we had mass, and I served mass. I was an altar boy. And we got rid of, finished with the mass. And I walked out, and I unlocked my lock on my buddy's bike, on Warren's bike, and I took the lock and put it around my neck. And then I walked into the rectory, into the backyard behind the church, and I went to get my bike. And I was shocked. My bike wasn't there. I was like, oh, no, somebody stole my bike. They came in on hallowed ground. Because this is where the priests live. They're servants of God. And I'm an altar boy, and I'm a servant of God too. So how could this happen to me? Somebody went in on hallowed, sacred ground and stole my bicycle. So I walked out, and I was feeling really stupid because I had locked my buddy's bike up with my lock, and his bike was still there. So I put my lock around my neck, and we walked home. Actually, I think he gave me a ride on the back of his bike back to our house. And I was feeling really stupid because I thought for sure my bike would be safe because it was parked in the priest backyard, in the church backyard. It was on hollow ground. That's where God's servants live. And why would somebody go back there and steal my bike? I was so disappointed. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, well, didn't you lock your bike up? I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I let Warren use my lock. I locked up his bike. And my mother said, well, why didn't you lock up both bikes together? And I said, yeah, Warren suggested that. But I didn't think it was a good idea. I figured I could lock his bike up and park mine in the rectory yard, and my bike would be safe. Well, it wasn't safe. Somebody stole my shiny purple Swin bike with the chrome rims and the nice tires and the fancy handlebars and the handle grips and the fancy banana seat with the silver glitter on my seat. Oh, I was so embarrassed. And I had to walk home with Warren, who his bike was okay, but mine was gone. I was so upset, so disappointed, I couldn't believe it. But the worst part about it, I had to go home and tell my mama that I locked up somebody else's bike with my lock, and they stole my bike, but they didn't steal his bike. And my mother looked at me and said, "That was really stupid of you." And I said, "Yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet." So that's what I told her. And I was without a bicycle until like the ninth grade. Then I got another bike. But anyway, that's the end of that story. I was just stupid. Just stupid. And somebody came on hollow ground and stole my bicycle. God didn't even watch out for my bike. Oh, well, such is life. You live and you learn, and that's what happened to me. All right, DJ Papa D, back to you. So what you going to do in the show? And that's how it goes. Okay. So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, "Yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man." And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, "Oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my 100s? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so... And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me and putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So, support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world, yes, I'm welcoming you to listen to Gregory's Stories. That's the internet radio broadcast that I do 3-4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, from 3 to 4 o'clock. So you can come and listen to stories, you can listen to comedy spots, you can listen to sports, and you can listen to news, and you can listen to commercials that we have for all kinds of situations going on in Las Vegas and anything around the world. So as long as I'm hosting the show, it will be exciting. That's why we call it Gregory's Story. Because I always got something interesting to talk about. So anyway, tomorrow's Friday, and tomorrow our show is dedicated to helping the homeless. So we're looking forward to all of the people that are working with homeless people to call into the radio show and talk about the things they're doing to help the homeless. That's what tomorrow's show is going to be about. So listen in and hear what the people are talking about. It may be something you can use to help homelessness in your neighborhood. If not, oh well, it's going to be a great day. I think this weekend is Father's Day on Sunday, so we want to wish all the fathers happy Father's Day. Yes, my father was a great man. He did some great things in our life, and he took care of my family, my mother, and my brothers with optimal care. He took care of us with the best of care. And we really miss him because he has passed on to be looking down on us from heaven. And we know that he's looking after us and watching the things that we're doing. So we're trying to do the best we can in today's world. But anyway, I want everybody to wish their father happy Father's Day and wish their grandparents happy Grandfather's Day. And if they got great-grandparents, tell them happy Father's Day also. Because Sunday is the day to celebrate your fathers. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. You know, we know a lot of people like that, don't we, ladies? They had sex with you, and they had no dick control, and they ended up producing a baby. They weren't trying. They were just trying to have some fun, and they ended up having a baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know? And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. That wasn't my baby. But yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. It wasn't me. It was you. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be paying child support. So pay it and don't complain about it. Take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here, and they're here And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. And that's what we're expecting of them in their lifetime. So look after your kids and tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here. And be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes. So thank your mama for you being born. And thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here. Because he didn't have to do that. He could have went off and smoked something or drank something and hung out instead of having a baby. So, you know, that's how the world goes round. Things happen, and things are always going around, happening day by day. So I ain't mad at no daddies. I'm mad that it wasn't me, because I wish I had some babies. But I was a school teacher, so I raised a whole lot of kids, a whole lot of these parents that were in jail. I was taking care of their kids. So I did my part, so I can't say nothing. But I don't get no thank you, Father. I don't get no Father's Day gifts. I don't get any of that. So my brothers do, though. They get Father's Day gifts, and they get thank you, Father, for being a daddy. And they get all that good stuff. And I don't get nothing. But it's okay. I am enjoying life. And I'm still on the paper chase, women. So if you want to hang out with G-Money, you know that I'm going to have dollars real soon. So come and hang out with me and make things happen, Captain. Yep, be the mother of the year while I be the daddy of the planet. Yep, I'm taking care of everybody's babies. It seems like that will be my chore so I can step up to the plate and hit the big one. That's how I do it. So anyway, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers for this Sunday. Hopefully everybody will have a happy Father's Day. And you will celebrate it with your kids, and it will be a good day out. That will be great. Okay, to my brothers that are daddies, DJ Papa D, happy Father's Day. And to DJ Big Nasty, happy Father's Day to you. And I hope you guys get a holler from your kids for this weekend, because your kids are doing things, and that's a good thing. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'll talk to you tomorrow when we talk about the homeless situation. All right. I'm out of here. Later. Good night and goodbye. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG. gvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.